Good morning, everyone. This is the Technology User Group, which is part of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. For more information about the Technology User Group or about the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, please visit our website, lbpinboyp.maryland.gov. That's lbph.maryland.gov. My name is Jerry Price. I am the Assistive Technology Education Program Coordinator at the Maryland State Library, and very pleased to have with us this morning Rebecca Miller from the Maryland Accessible Telecommunications, and she will tell us all about what they do, what they offer, and the process, and all that good stuff. So here's Rebecca.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. I am so excited to be here and to share with you all about Maryland Relay and about the MAP program. So before we kind of get into all of that, what is Maryland Relay? So we are a state agency. We are located within the Department of Disabilities. So the state's Department of Disabilities oversees us. And we are administered by an organization called Telecommunications Access of Maryland, or TAM. And what we do is we help Marylanders who are having difficulty using a standard telephone. So that includes people who are deaf, those who have difficulty speaking, those who are deafblind, folks who are hard of hearing, have limited mobility, cognitive difficulty, and vision loss. So anything that's making it difficult for an individual to be able to use a standard phone, we are here to help. And we kind of help in two different ways. So we have our Maryland Relay side, and that's all of our calling options and our services. So you may have seen having difficulty using a standard phone, dial 711. 711 is our services, TTYs, speech-to-speech, all of those calling options. And then we also have our MAP program, and what that stands for is Maryland Accessible Telecommunications. And what they do is they provide the actual equipment for if you're having difficulty using a standard phone. So the way that program works is you have to be a Maryland resident, obviously, since we are a state program, and you have to qualify to get that equipment at no cost on loan through the state. So in order to qualify, like I said, you have to be a Maryland resident. You have to be over the age of 3 years old, generally because toddlers aren't using the phone so much, although I know they can sometimes. You have to have a disability as certified by a Maryland board certified physician. So it doesn't have to be any particular specialist. It could be your family doctor or occupational therapist, whomever it can sign that application for you. And then if you are under certain income guidelines, you can get that equipment at no cost, like I said, on loan through the state. So those income guidelines are things like if you are currently enrolled in any kind of assistance program, like if you are in disability, if you are in Social Security, veterans benefits also qualify. And what happens is you would fill out the application, and that application is available on our website, which is mdrelay.org. Or if you are interested in receiving an application, I can always send you one through the mail as well. But you fill that application out, your doctor signs it saying that you're having trouble using a standard phone, and then you send it in to us. And then one of our very qualified MAT specialists reaches out to you, and they do an evaluation. And this evaluation is not to see, like, oh, are you really having trouble using a phone? No, this evaluation is to see what is going to best meet your particular needs. So in our MAP program, we have literally hundreds of different pieces of equipment. Some of them are large button phones. Some of them are phones that light up when you press the numbers. Some of them have voice guidance. So like when you press the number one, it will audibly say one. We have caption telephones. If you have hearing loss, like I said, we have solutions for folks who have both vision and hearing loss simultaneously. So they really want to make sure that you are getting a piece of equipment that's going to actually help and help you be able to maintain that independence as much as possible when using the phone. So that evaluation can be done either at one of our evaluation centers, we have 5 throughout the state, or if you are having issues getting to one of those centers, they can come to your home as well. They let you try that equipment out, they see what's going to work best for you, they can offer suggestions about what's going to work best, and at that point, when you find what the best solution is, you then get that piece of equipment. If you need help setting it up, installing it, we absolutely offer that as well, again, at no cost. If you are, let's say in a year, your needs change. Maybe your vision has decreased, or now you're also experiencing hearing loss. Whatever the case may be, that piece of equipment is just no longer working for what your needs are. What we can do is then come out and do another pre-evaluation and offer another solution. So that is always an option. If you're ever having difficulty with a certain piece of equipment, we will always exchange it out for something that's going to work at no cost. You can also come in every 3 years because technology does change and we are constantly exploring new options and getting new equipment in. So you're always welcome to come in every 3 years as well, even if your needs don't change, just to see if something else has come out and, you know, you'd like to get another evaluation. Now, one piece of equipment that one of our MAT specialists did want me to talk about today that we offer, we do not have a ton of mobile phones. Most of what we offer is landline equipment, but one mobile phone that we do offer is called the Mini Vision 2 Plus, and it's authorized to operate on AT&T's network, but it's also compatible with T-Mobile. And it is like I said, a cell phone, and it is big button, user-friendly mobile phone that allows people with vision loss to remain independent. And it has some advanced features on it, like a voice guide transformation, and that transforms the phone into a talking companion. And then it also has accessible buttons and voice commands to make controlling the phone easy. It has a voice guide for the blind. All features are 100% accessible. Large tactile buttons, voice commands. High-quality audio for clear sound. It has an SOS button, a long-lasting battery, multi-language support, and things like that. So that is an option if you are looking for a low-vision-friendly cell phone. We do offer that as an option. But like I said, that evaluation process is going to help with that anyway. But you just wanted me to mention that as something that we are now offering. So again, those applications can be found on our website. I can also provide you with my email address. Like I said, if you'd rather have a paper copy or you're unable to print one for whatever reason, I can always mail you an application as well. Does anyone have any questions? I know there's a lot of information I kind of threw at you pretty quickly there. So I am more than willing to take some questions if there are any.
Yes, I have a question. When you describe the phones, are there any amplified phones?
That is a great question. This is Rebecca. There absolutely are amplified phones, yes. So when I say we have hundreds of pieces of equipment, I'm not exaggerating. Like in our MAT centers, there's equipment in a conference room from wall to wall. It's pretty amazing. So if you need, a large button phone that is also amplified, we have that. If you're looking for one that's hearing aid compatible and has large buttons, we have that as well. We also have phones, like I said, for both vision loss and cognitive dysfunction, where there are limited buttons, but we can input photos of family and friends to see dial. So there's all different kinds of options.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is Jane Corona. A lot of blind people now are using the blind shell. It's good because when there are a lot of people that use it, you can get a lot of support from other people that use it. There's a tutorial for Mystic Access that people can use. Have you considered offering the blind shell?
This is Rebecca. That is a great question. And I will be honest with you, I cover more of the services than I do the MAT program. But I will follow up with Jane and Kevin, who run the MAT program, and
see if that's an option or see if that's something that they're exploring. As far as I do not think we have that, but I will check into that for you.
Okay, because that would be a really good option because it has a lot of apps. Google Lookout or whatever it is for reading documents, and it has a lot of different apps that would help, and it's completely accessible. So.
Okay, and this is Rebecca. Just to clarify, because I'm unfamiliar, is LineShow a mobile phone?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's on the T-Mobile network. And blindshellusa.com, I think, is their website. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, you should be able to find it.
Okay.
Actually,
Rebecca?
I've got a question, too. Hi. My question, you were talking about, accessing several things on the web. How can we find your website? What do we Google or whatever?
This is Rebecca. So you can Google Maryland Relay. So Maryland, MARYLAND, and then Relay, RELAY, and it should come up then. But the direct website is MD as in Maryland, Relay, RELAY, .org.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
One more time, please. Could you repeat that one more time, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's MD, RELAY. .org.
Thank you. Hello, this
Hi,
is Chiffon. I have a question.
Sure.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So I had the old landline phone, which I'm not using anymore, so I'm going to actually return it next week. So can I exchange that for the cell phone you were talking about, and I do use T-Mobile?
This is Rebecca. Just to clarify, so you received a phone through our program, and you're looking to exchange it?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And I've had it for a lot of years, and, because, I'm choosing not to use a landline phone anymore, I'm going to return that, and I wondered, once I return it sometime next week, could I exchange and get that cell phone you were talking about? And if so, how do I register it with T-Mobile? Because that's the, cell phone company.
Right. Right. So that is a great question. Give us a call Monday and ask to speak to Jane, and she'll be able to walk you through that entire process of returning it and getting something new.
Okay, so let me clarify something. Kevin is the gentleman that I spoke to, and I did tell
you
him.
You can absolutely talk to you can absolutely talk to Kevin or Jane. They're both in the same office. Kevin is the director. Yep, and Jane is the MAT specialist. They work together and basically work hand in hand. And I can give you Jane's direct number if you would like
that. What's her number?
Okay, it's 301.
Okay.
974.
Okay.
1946.
1946. And I am a blind individual, just to clarify that.
Not a problem at all. Yep. So if you give Jane a call, she is the specialist. She knows the MAT program in and out. So she'll be able to walk you through that entire process and how to get that done for you and get you taken care of.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate this.
No problem. And like I said, she should be in the office on Monday, so feel free to give her a call on Monday.
Okay,
this is Maria. Hi, Rebecca.
Yes.
Hi. This is Diane Dusarn, and I am from Blindshell USA. So, yeah, we work very closely with Jane and Kevin, and we've given out multiple blind shells to your consumers as well as our customers.
Okay, that is wonderful to hear. Like I said, I am not as familiar with the MAT program. I'm much more familiar with the services end. So that is super helpful to hear. So hopefully everyone was able to get that we do offer blind shell. So wonderful. That's great. Thank you for chiming in and letting everyone know that.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for Jane Corona for bringing it up.
Thank you.
Hello. I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, this is Debbie Brown. I know that there's problems with people who really have trouble with Zoom, and they're using a landline or maybe, you know, or a cell phone they really don't know how to use very well. And so that the problem what they have is you dial, and you can usually put in an automatic dial for, like, a number, the main number to call, like the main Zoom number, say, or any other number. But then you get to the second level where you have to type in the meeting ID. They can't remember it, and they have no means of writing because they don't know Braille or any other way of writing, but that you can't get in those numbers fast enough, or they can't really remember them in the first place. And it's hard. You can't, like, pre-program those numbers in most
right.
phones. Does anybody have any kind of – do you have any phones that solve that problem or any solutions that you've been able to work with that didn't know about that?
That is a really, really good question. And to be honest, I have not had anyone ask that yet. I'm going to bring that up to Jane and Kevin and see if they have any solutions for that, because that's definitely something I could see being a struggle. And go ahead.
My name's Don. And on the you can program not only the Zoom call-in number, but the the group identification on an iPhone. If you put the first group of numbers in there, you have to go to the text screen, and you add two commas, and then you can put in the group number or the code that you need.
The meeting ID, yeah.
The Zoom ID number, and then if you go to that. You can put it into a contact space and name it, and then literally you can do it by voice. You can say, go to Zoom meeting so-and-so, and it will bring up a screen where you just one touch the screen, and it'll dial that number, and it'll put the two commas in, and then add the other digits. And you could do that at your leisure.
Yeah, and Debbie, yeah. I do believe people are doing that on the Blind Cell as well now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, too. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. This is Chiffon.
Any other questions?
This is Chiffon.
Go ahead, Chiffon.
Could Diane, the lady who is I guess, the representative of the Blind Cell, could you leave your information with us? Because I'd like to call you in the near future. Or
that
email,
right? Is that all right, Jerry? I don't want to bust in on the meeting.
No, it's fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. So it's the company is Blind Cell USA, and we are local. We're in Timonium.
Oh,
and
wow.
So our phone number is 833-972-2020. 972-2020. Yep. And then, you know, if you like the phone, then you can contact Dane and Kevin and talk to them about getting it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Tiffany. I have a question about the mobile phone.
Sure.
Yes. With that, you can put apps on it like you would ordinarily put on any ordinary cell phone, but does it have a camera?
This is Rebecca. That is a great question. Let me look here.
We can't hear the response back.
I'm sorry.
She's looking it up.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, but yes, there is a camera.
What about the repairs for devices that may get broken or damaged? How quickly does that process work?
So that is a great question. All of the equipment is under warranty for 3 years at a time. So if there are any repairs, they can get it done fairly quickly, or they can swap it out for another piece of equipment. Like the same equipment, just, you know, a new one.
Awesome. Any other questions this morning for Rebecca? What I will do now is I will unmute everyone and see if there's some that could not unmute themselves and have questions.
Still, I have a question. On the blind shell, is it used on a particular network like AT&T or T-Mobile, Verizon?
Yeah, blind shell, you're kind of confined to T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Right now it's T-Mobile right out of the box. Or anybody who uses their tower, so you can use like Telo, Mint, anybody like that. It does work with AT&T, but you have to make some setting changes in the phone. And we've had several meetings with Verizon so far to get it on their network as well.
Okay, I have AT&T. Thank you.
You're sure.
This is Janine. Can you repeat the name of that cell phone? You said 2 Mini Plus?
Yep, it's the Mini Vision 2 Plus.
Oh, Mini
Vision
2
Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
Mini
Vision
2 Plus.
Okay.
And the manufacturer is Raz, R-A-Z Mobility.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yep,
hello?
Right ahead. You have a question?
Oh, okay. This is Diane, too. Diane Diggs. So I came in at the very, well, you had already started, but can you go into any T-Mobile store and look at for this phone, this Mini 2?
This is Rebecca. Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So that is a great question. And to be frank with you, I'm not positive. They do list a website on here. It's razmobility.com, razmobility.com. So I'm thinking if you go to their website, they're going to be able to tell you where their vendors are.
Oh, okay. Because I have T-Mobile now, and no one ever said anything to me about any assistance like that, and as many times as I go in with problems with this phone. So is this relatively new?
I just got a text that the food is here.
This is Rebecca. I'm not sure if it's new, but it's difficult for – if it's not a widely used phone, a lot of carriers Sprint, places like that, they generally don't even think about assistive technology. So even if it's something they can order, the retail employees might not even know about it. So I would definitely check out the website and see if there's a way to either order it through T-Mobile or directly from the website if you don't qualify for the MAP program. And that's something else I wanted to bring up really quickly as well. Let's say you do make more than the income guideline for our MAP program. That evaluation process is still free. So you can still come in and get an evaluation at no cost with Jane, Kevin, any of our amazing MAP specialists, and try the equipment out first before you purchase it. So that is always an option.
That's good.
Right.
Very good.
And can you share with us what the income criteria is?
Sure. So it's really if you're on any kind of other assistance program, and it's really kind of on a case-by-case basis. But if you're on, like, disability, Social Security, so if you receive Social Security, SSI, or SSDI, which is disability, or if you're on Veterans Benefits Temporary Disability Assistance Program, which is TDAP, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, which is TAMP, Pharmacy, Medical, or Housing Assistance, or if you're on a limited or fixed income.
Income, okay.
Okay.
Yep, and then, and all of this is listed in the actual application under eligibility, but if you receive any of those, you can submit your application.
Okay.
Hi, this is Diane again. And for anybody who's a T-Mobile customer, T-Mobile has a special support team for people who are blind and low vision. So you can contact them if you have. Yeah, they do, actually, yes.
They do?
They do, for real. Yeah, so if you have any questions about, accessible phones or your plan, you want your bill sent to you in Braille, anything like that, you can email them at BVI, like blind, visually impaired, BVISupport@t-mobile.com.
Okay.
And then somebody will get back to you.
Oh.
We also
did not
have
know that. Problems.
Can you hear me?
This is Rebecca. I am so glad you're on this call, Diane. You are welcome information. I appreciate it
What's
so
Diane
much.
Who's Diane are you talking to?
Good
morning. This is Marguerite. What if you don't have the ability to email? Can you still contact your support?
I'm sorry, what was that?
If you do not have the ability to email, can you still contact their support for T-Mobile?
So they generally, the first step is generally an email request because many of their the people who work in that department are also deaf, so email is the best way to reach them, and then they will, if you give them a phone number, then they will contact you.
Okay.
The people who don't have that ability, they can't get the service at this point. Okay.
I'm trying to think if there is a phone number. I'm sure there is. I'd have to look it up, but I think the best way is through email.
This is Chiffon again. For the person that doesn't have an email, a suggestion would be if you have a trusted friend that they will.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But that's not the option for some people. But thank you. I do know that is an option. But there are people who are blind who are, don't have that option. But thank
option.
You.
This is Rebecca. I was looking at their website. They do list a customer care number for accessibility support.
Okay, good.
So
okay.
The number, let me know when you're ready, and I can give you the number listed on the website.
Okay, ready.
Okay, so their accessibility customer care center is
1-833-428-1785.
Thank you, Rebecca.
No problem.
Yep, I was able to.
Can you read it back one more time?
Absolutely. So it's 1-833-428-1785.
Just one of you. I can't hear both of you.
Okay, I'm gonna start from the beginning. 1-833-428-1785.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hi, this is Maria. I have a quick question. Does Matt have any type of communication device, like a lettering system devices? Like, for example, if a person who is deaf and has low vision needs additional lighting in her house and stuff, but particularly an alerting device for her doorbell.
So this is Rebecca. That is a great question. Everything we do in the MAT program, it directly relates to the phone. So if she needs a light or a bed vibrator or something to alert her that the phone is ringing, we do offer that. We have those as well. If it has to do with the doorbell, generally it's usually the same piece of equipment. It's kind of just programmed. So I would definitely have her look into our program. If not, there's also a program through the Department of Disability called DOORS, which offers like mobility devices and a library of other things. Everything we do directly corresponds to the phone. So again, if she needs an alert device for the phone ringing, that is absolutely something that we offer.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Great question.
This is Janine again. Out of curiosity, does anybody know if Verizon have accessibility department?
Yes.
They do, yes.
They do? I have Verizon, yes. And I call them all the time. They not once mention the accessibility department. So how would I get access to that information?
Rebecca, could you look up that phone number?
I am looking it up right now. This is Rebecca.
And that's me, you all here doing all the grilling, because I'm taking down notes throughout all of this.
No, it is totally fine. This is the kind of thing, and this is what we do in outreach. It's so hard to navigate and know where to get these resources because no one tells you. So
exactly.
Whatever we can do to help, we are here to help. So it looks like Verizon does have an accessibility resource center. I have a phone number if you want me to give that to you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Their accessibility customer service center is 1-888-262-262. Mm-hmm. 1-999-1999. Yep.
That is so good to know.
And that's for their wireless division. If you need one for, like, Fios for home, they have a different number for that one as well.
No, it's wireless.
Okay.
Yes, I had the one for the Fios.
Yeah.
I didn't
every carrier does have. They should have an accessibility customer care center.
And I wonder why they don't never mention it when someone tell them they're blind. They don't never mention it.
To be honest,
because they probably don't know.
To be honest, I think it's a training issue. I think they just do not train their employees to know because it's not something that comes up generally every day. So they just, if it's
proactive,
it's not a priority. They don't think of it as a priority, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Yeah.
You're going to look it up sometime.
Yeah, this is Judy. When I went into the
iPhone. Yeah, it's very, very frustrating.
He sold it to me, didn't even know how to turn on accessibility. He knew nothing about it. I had to bring the phone. My sighted daughter had to figure it out. They knew nothing about accessibility.
Apple has an accessibility number also.
Yes, Apple is really, really good with their accessibility help.
They really are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty good with it. Some are better than others, unfortunately.
If you need that
I
number,
have another
I have
question.
It.
I'd like to go back to the qualifications when you listed on SSI, SSDI, and other things.
Sure.
If you're not on those types, but you do have an income, what would be the limit?
So as I said, it's really on a case-by-case basis. So when you fill out the application, if you check that you're living on a limited or a fixed income, then you include 2 most recent pay stubs or an unemployment pay stub or your last year's income tax form. And then they ask how many members are in your household. So it's not as strict or as stringent as some other government programs because we are looking to help as many folks as we need to. And we don't have as many applicants as some other state programs. So we have a little bit more leeway to grant things than they do.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
I have a question.
Sure.
A while ago, you gave out a phone number for Jane. Could you repeat that phone number?
I absolutely can. Yes. Let me pull her information up again real quick. So Jane's phone number is 301-974-1946. And I'm also
she would have multiple.
I'm sorry.
She would have the information on the blind cell?
She should, yes, through our program. Yep. Yep. And then I'm going to give you all the email address as well for the MAT program, the general email address.
Okay.
MAT dot program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M.
Okay.
And then the number 1 at maryland.gov, and Maryland is spelled out.
Okay. Thank you.
But as I said, you can also find that application on our website, which again is mdrelay.org. Or if you Google Maryland Relay, it comes up as well.
Okay.
I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question, Rebecca.
Sure.
You, for the mobile phone, is your company or are they looking at supporting other networks such as Verizon? Because I know you said
so this is Rebecca. AT&T. So we don't have any allegiance to any carrier at all.
Okay.
We don't pay cell phone bills or any kind of phone bills. That's really on the citizen to continue to pay their phone bill. So at this point, I know that the MiniVision, it says it's authorized to operate on AT&T and T-Mobile. As Diane said earlier, a lot of these phones, though, you can put them on other networks if they're using the same towers as AT&T and T-Mobile. So let's say you have, like, Cricket Wireless or something like that. Like, Cricket Wireless generally uses T-Mobile's network, so it wouldn't be an issue. As far as Verizon, I'm not sure what options we have, but like I said, Jane and Kevin would be able to answer that question a lot better and would be able to kind of fill in those gaps if you already are a Verizon customer and need something that's going to work on that network. They would be able to kind of help with that. Does that answer your question?
Hello, Rebecca. This is Marguerite. Question. Once someone is interested in talking with Jane or that department about, assisting them with getting a phone, what's the wait period?
This is Rebecca. So that is a great question. It's going to depend on what area of the state they're in, and it's going to depend on how many applicants we have at the time. Generally, though, our staff is really, really good about getting back to applicants. It's usually a pretty quick process. You usually will get a call back within the week once you submit that application. And then getting in to get an evaluation is really going to depend on their schedule and your schedule, but it's a pretty quick process.
And I have a question. Can you share Jane's last name?
Sure. Jane's last name is Hager, H-A-G-E-R.
Thanks, Rebecca, for your feedback. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad that you guys came with so many amazing questions. I appreciate it.
Anything else for Rebecca this morning? We certainly do.
Hi,
appreciate
Rebecca.
You coming out, Rebecca, and talking to us.
This is Janine again. How soon is the recording going to be released?
Well, I will give it to Ashley.
I do have one comment.
And she will put it up on the website. And, of course, it will be put out as a podcast as well. So those of you who get the podcast should get it in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca, this is Diane. I just want to say I really want to congratulate your staff because you work so quickly. I mean, people will call, and within 2 weeks, they have their phone. So I just want to congratulate you guys. You guys really do a great job.
Thank you so much, Diane. Yeah, the MAT team is, like I said, they are amazing. They are experts in what they do. They have a passion for helping, and they are they are hard working employees. So we are very, very lucky to have such a great staff at Maryland Relay. Absolutely.
Hi, this is Maria again. I do second that. I definitely have experienced that with the people I have referred. But I have a clarification. You mentioned that you do evaluations in person, and sometimes also people come to you. I was told that the evaluations were not being in person these days, or not yet anyway. Is that a change yet?
This is Rebecca. So we were doing them primarily over the phone during COVID. As far as I know, that has been unrestricted at this point, and I believe they're doing them in person. I could be wrong about that. Like I said, I'm not as familiar with the MAT program as I am with the services side. But as far as I'm aware, they are doing in-person evaluations again. Now, it might vary depending on the center as well, because our center in Baltimore may have different restrictions. Some of our MAT specialists are located in other buildings. So, like, for example, one of them is in Harford County. They're located within the ARC building. And they may have different restrictions than we do. So if they're not allowing visitors in, you know, that would affect if they're doing in person. So that's a great question, and I would definitely reach out to Jane and Kevin and ask where we're at with that, because it's probably going to vary center to center as well.
Right. That's also related to the fact that sometimes people need assistance for the support to make this switch, say, from they have a T-Mobile and they need the SIM card to be switched to the other. They don't necessarily know how to do that.
Right. This is Rebecca. Yeah, I know for our side, we are doing in-person installations in folks' homes. So I know that we are, you know, offering help and going to people's homes. So I'm sure if that is a situation, they can always give us a call and we will do what we can to help.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Do you have a location in the Silver Spring, Montgomery County area?
This is Rebecca. Let me see if I can pull up where that closest one is. We used to have it on the application. No, I don't know if we do. I do believe we have one in that area, though.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, this is Diane Diggs. Now, where are you located? I'm familiar with the location for Maryland Relay downtown Baltimore. Where are you located?
This is Rebecca. That is where our headquarters are and where the Baltimore City MAT location is located as well. It's in that state office building on West Crescent.
State office building, that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's where we're at.
Rebecca, this is Marguerite. If someone has gotten a phone and they've been using it successfully and run into some difficulties, will you help support them, or should they just go to their provider?
No, that's absolutely something that we can help support. They can reach out and we can walk them through the equipment. That's one of the great programs. That's one of the great things that we offer in the MAT program and with Maryland Relay, is we really want people to use their equipment. We don't want them to get this equipment and have it gather dust. So any support that we can offer throughout the process, we are here to help.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Of course, no problem. And this is Rebecca. There is an evaluation center in Silver Spring. I just looked it up to verify. So there's one in Cumberland, one in Easton, one in Glen Burnie, one in Hagerstown, one in Mechanicsville, one in Salisbury, one in Silver Spring, and one in Towson, and, of course, where we're located in Baltimore.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. No problem.
A lot of great information. Thanks, Rebecca, for coming out today and talking with us and being a part of this.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate the opportunity. If anyone has any questions at all, feel free to reach out to us. Like I said, we are here to help in any way we can.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
How do we contact you, Rebecca?
So you can contact